Good morning, Wednesday morning. Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. We're sipping our coffee. Some mornings you're just tired.
Well, I think what happens, David, as the week goes long, by the time you get around to Wednesday, I think you're a little tenser, your body's a little tenser. Maybe you don't sleep as well. And then, you come in at 3 o'clock in the morning and, you got to do your exercises, you got to do your stuff. So by the end of the week, you're pretty tired. At least you are you're me.
All hail the Java.
Java's good. Joe.
Well, let's go from Joe as we rub our eyes and look at what's happened in the five states that held primaries yesterday. Alan, here's the headline. Trump knocks out Rubio. Clinton takes four states, slowing Sanders' momentum.
Well, yes. Look, we pretty well knew which way this was going to go. The fact that Kasich was able to maintain Ohio goes right into the sort of strategic plan of Cruz now, who is the remaining basic competitor for Trump. The whole idea now is to stop him and to get into that convention so that he doesn't have the necessary number of votes, in which case either Cruz gets it, which I doubt, or they bring in somebody who is not suspected. And I have a feeling the guy who's been trying to position himself for that is none other than Mitt Romney, who has come out guns blazing, who did not come into the contest in the beginning. He said his family had no stomach for it. They thought that Bush was going to beat him. And now he comes back and looks like the sort of dark horse in the race. And it'll be interesting to see if they can get him to stop just short of the needed number, whether they think they can then bring in somebody who can represent mainstream Republicanism better than Trump.
And what does Sanders do?
Well, Sanders is in it for two reasons. Number one is I truly believe he's a committed human being who feels that we have gone in the wrong direction in America and lays out a very principled point about not letting wealth accumulate at the top and making sure that the middle class, has a break. Well, if you see him as a philosopher as well as a campaigner and a politician, then everything that he has going for him is to go into the convention and to make his case. After all, there are many people who have been watching this race who think that Hillary has come around to the left. And the longer Sanders can make his argument, the more she'll do so. So there is that.
The one thing that she hasn't done is smile, something that was said to her by MSNBC's Joe Scarborough yesterday. But beyond that, the Times has an interesting headline. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are winning votes, but not hearts.
I think that's true. If you look at the likes and dislikes on both sides, the majority of people in this country don't really like Trump, and they don't really like Hillary that much. They don't really trust her that much. But clearly, there's a sense that what it will take to run this country is somebody who's tough. Because she's damned if she does, damned if she doesn't. If she's not tough enough, they'll do the old misogynist, she's not tough enough, she's a woman. If she's too tough, they say she doesn't smile. But I think she's probably figuring out the way to do it, which is if you need a commander-in-chief in this country, if you need somebody who's going to run the armed forces and look Putin in the eye and do the rest of it, you got to be tough. And I think that that's the formula she's come up with, and I think she's sticking to it. It certainly is helping her win these races.
So if it happens, what do you predict in a head-to-head matchup between Trump and Clinton?
Well, right now in all of the polls, Clinton is beating Trump very early. Anybody can make a misstep. Anything can happen. You watch the New York Times editorial board. It's fascinating because they don't really like her very much. On the other hand, compared to Trump for them, this is no contest. NC. So it may come down to one of these elections where people elect one over another, not based on the fact that they have full confidence and they love him and that they're projecting into a Barack Obama, anything that they might be feeling. They know who Hillary Clinton is, and a lot of people in this country don't trust her. On the other hand, they're also getting a pretty good idea of what Trump is, and many see him as being very dangerous. And so those are going to be the choices, and from where I sit now, it would look like Hillary's the winner.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Back to the Joe.
Joe. Joe. Joe.